It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon. Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Again, let's just boil this down to the basic facts. Once again, when we talk about Tom and his future, let's look at some simple things. Has he put his home for sale?
Yeah, but...
Hold on, Steve. Has he put his home for sale? Yes. Has his trainer put his home for sale? Yes. Has he set up his contract to void after the season to become a free agent? Yes. So if he's selling his home and his trainer's selling his home and he's voiding his contract, what does that tell you?
Again, not that hard to figure out, but I don't want to make a straight prediction. I mean, if Jimmy makes me, he comes in here and makes me. Sure, I'll say it's his last year. But I just think it could go either way. I think it's been really hard to predict with these guys. So, I allow for that. All I'm saying is he's certainly setting up for it to be that, and the team is setting it up to be that. I mean, that we've been, if you know, we here on the show especially, have been doing this for like 7 years, you know, loading up for Brady's last run. And I think we always talk in those terms, load up for Brady's last run. And I feel like they've never really done it. You know, until now, maybe. I feel like this is the kind of year that they've done it, where they've just made moves that are a little out of character, a little for the here and now, more than a little for the here and now. Overpaid for guys, reached for some guys, took some risks on some bad guys, and just not normally what they would do.
I
think it just has that whiff.
So you said with the Brown contract, again, and this is not revisionist history, you go back, you say, boy, that's unlike them. That Brown contract, they overpaid. They gave too much money up front. It hurt them, but clearly they wanted the player. In the case of Sanu, a second rounder, I saw a second rounder and I went, whoa, like that's a lot. And I'm telling you, it's the end of the world. I'm just telling you that for that kind of player, third or fourth tops. Like, I honestly think anything more than a fourth is pushing it.
Well, Manny Sanders goes for a third just within the last 10 minutes. So there's your comp. To your calls, as promised. Here's Sully in the car. Yes, Sully.
Hey, so I was batting this around with my buddies today, and you talk about all the great defenses throughout history. I mean, you got the 85 Bears, you got the Steel Curtain of the Steelers in the 70s, you know, the 2000 Ravens, Broncos in that last run, and you got all these nicknames. The Boogeyman, after last night, Darnold uttering those words, and I couldn't believe it, this whole mic'd up thing is crazy. I'm seeing ghosts, and he sounded terrified. Is this boogeyman name going
to
stick?
To me, the story is that the Jets put him in that position.
Seeing ghosts.
They mic'd him up. They mic'd up their 22-year-old quarterback against the best defense in the league. What? The judgment on that is just, it is mind-numbing. You don't have to do nicknames on your own time.
I couldn't care less what they call it.
The perfection line, the erection line, the boogeyman, whatever you want.
Keep calling. It's making him mad.
Whatever you want. You
seeing ghosts.
Megatron, Havatron, whatever it is, you kids can do your nicknames on your own time. I do not care. Statistically, this Pats defense is going to rank among all the greats. It's going to be statistically make a case for the greatest ever.
Yeah, in terms of points per game, they're on par with the 2000 Ravens right now.
I'm just talking
they're ahead of it.
Whatever stat you want to give me, because they have the easiest schedule in the league and they're great, you know, that confluence will give them some of the best numbers in the history of the league.
They're allowing 6.9 points per game.
For those of us who are old enough to remember the Steel Curtain or to remember the 85 Bears or even this last Ravens run at the turn of the century, I mean,
Do you put it in that class?
No, I don't.
I don't even put this in the class of the 04 Patriots.
So I'll tell you, though, it's different. It's different. It's not like when I say that, the 85 Bears and the, was it the 2000 Ravens or the 02?
It was 02, I believe.
02. So because I get it mixed up with Tampa 02. Bay. Okay, those 2 years, those teams were vicious. They were intimidating. They were mean.
No. Baltimore was 2000. The Bucks were 02. Okay. I'm sorry.
I always get them mixed up because they were both really good. So, but the Baltimore ones and the Bears one of the 85 stick out. Those two, they were aggressive, intimidating, ferocious defenses. I don't know that I would describe this as that, but they're every bit as effective. I mean, they give you no space. Like, they are, oh, man, are they good.
Henry in Worcester. Yes, Henry.
Well, Maz, that's not fair because they would get flagged if they played like the 70s Steelers and those teams. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, you can't be vicious now. So, anyways, hey, Michael, congratulations on being the number one show in the country. I want to get that out of the way first.
Thank you, Henry.
Yeah, and now that I've butted you up, let me rip you up. All right. Don Elway, try Fredo. All right, it's not even close. That's horrible. And Maz, I hear you giggling over there. The Jets?
Well, we filed for a take annulment on that one, Henry. I don't know if you've heard.
Rejected.
Yeah, I'm working.
Wear your Darnold jersey. Go order it on Amazon.
I'm working on the papers right now. It should be filed by this afternoon or maybe tomorrow morning.
He wants to immediately take it back.
I want the take annulled.
Bill in Westford. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, speaking of cocktail napkins, like all the information, all the news I was hearing about that Jets QB, about how great he was going to be, that guy sucks. I don't care about his coaching or offensive line. He stinks.
Well, but you got to start with the coaching, and you got to start with what you're put into. And as a young guy, I don't know what young quarterback, unless it's like, again, so maybe Lamar Jackson last night could run out of some of that stuff. I doubt it, but what young quarterback with whatever 14, 15 games under his belt is going to be able to handle all those one array rushers last night?
None. It's not. This wasn't. Look, I'm
just
not,
about every pick and every turnover had a guy running clean straight at him.
I don't know what Darnold is going to be. He doesn't suck. He doesn't suck. If you watched the Dallas game last week, you'd have a completely different opinion of him.
But I'll tell you this. If the way it's going with the Jets, he could easily suck. They could ruin him.
Yeah,
absolutely. Between, you know, embarrassing him last night with the mic'd up thing, him getting his head knocked off, them not being able to protect him or run a scheme that, you know, makes it a little easier on him against the blitz, they're going to kill the kid. They're going to ruin the kid.
I'm just telling you, he has the chance to be a good quarterback.
And they also have a chance to absolutely ruin him.
Yeah, but that's not on him. That's all I'm getting at. He has the ability to play quarterback in the NFL.
Eddie in Framingham on this. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, well, the last six callers, I think, took my take. But anyway, I'll just get on to something different. With this Mohamed Sanu, I agree with the signing just because we do get him for the extra year. And with the big buildup of the defense this year with the Patriots, I don't think this is Brady's last year, because if we get an extra year out of Mohamed Sanu and Josh Gordon does pan out through the year and Edelman comes back, I mean, he's still got a good run for next year. And with all these guys for defense coming back for next year, you're looking at possibly 2 years.
Eddie, even if these guys don't come back, aren't you watching the gap between Belichick and everybody else? It's not closing. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. So whether it's Sanu or Gordon or Edelman or Harold Fenefesi and Mildred Schmedlap, it doesn't matter. The games are won or lost on the coaching before they even show up. And the gap is getting bigger. It's not getting closer. So as long as Brady wants to keep coming back here for the short term, he's going to be put in a position to win.
I think Bill's toying with the leak.
I mean, that thing at the end of the game with the punt, where they took a delay on the punt and then took a false start on the punt intentionally, and Bill's cracking up on the sidelines? I mean, they're just making a mockery of the thing.
Yeah, again, I do. I think he's toying with the rest of the league. I think it's reached that point. That thing last night with Darnold not knowing where the blitzes were coming from and just chucking the ball up in the middle of the field, and Gase standing there with his arms folded, you know, and staring down at the field, basically. I look at that and I went, this is, forget it. The Jets never had a chance in that game.
Pat and Bill Rucker. Yes, Pat.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Great acquisition in Mohamed Sanu. I wanted to highlight Adam Gase's poor play calling, specifically during the drive. in question. When the only thing getting them downfield was Le'Veon Bell, and I think Jason Jackson had a spot foul.
Yeah, exactly.
It was first and goal. Donald threw a screen to the left. Hightower absolutely teed up Bell. Yes, and a screen to the right that went nowhere. Now it's third and goal. You have to take a shot in the end zone. Why not just hand it to Bell on first or second down and establish a run game? I mean, isn't this football 101?
I feel like Gase has no idea how to use Bell. I felt that the very first week against Buffalo when they had a chance to close that game out easy, and he doesn't know how to use Le'Veon Bell, who I think still has a little something left in the tank. He's still a nice, shifty, little patient runner. I still like his game. And they don't use him right.
You know what? How many times did they target him in the pass game last time?
I don't know, but the play the caller was talking about, I don't know if that was the last.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, did Hightower drill him.
He did. He did. Absolutely lit him up. It was four targets. It didn't feel like that many.
And he's a good pass catcher.
He is a great receiver.
I mean, I don't know. When they're sending guys at you clean, maybe just a little dump off to Bell, a little screen. I mean, you got a great little pass catching back who can combat the blitz and take pressure off your quarterback. Just, I don't know, just a thought. Just a thought. Anthony and Medford, quickly.
Yeah, they overpaid Mike Pacino. They should have got Hooper and him. And the thing is, they need a center because Karras blows. The way to beat Brady's up the middle. And
well, let me stop you. Anthony, you've just given me enough. Is the need up front, Bedard, still greater than receiver? Do they still need a center more than anything?
I mean, in a perfect world, yes. You would get another more athletic center. I just don't think they're out there for trade. And I think you can get by with what you have on the offensive line. I mean, you know, Karras, I love Ted Karras, and he's a decent enough pass blocker. But just this offensive line has transformed from a very good athletic offensive line that can get out on linebackers and open up big holes for the running back to where, you know, they're getting their stuffing knocked back.
The running game's still not great.
No, it's not.
2.2 yards a rush last night.
Yeah, and they were. I had them for 15 stuffed runs allowed. I mean, it was like 50%. It's absurd.
Okay, so
I mean,
I know why Bedard's been silent for the last little bit. He's now just finally gotten to the 10 questions. He's on printed out and he's actually doing them. Right,
I did them mentally.
It's unbelievable. It says like 9:45 this morning.
Yeah, some of us had to work through the night. Yeah. You know, I was here. I didn't get home till 2 o'clock for the radio show.
I did have like
your bitching.
10 minutes. You take a dump. You bring this into the bathroom and you're done.
Yeah, I woke up and I came to the show. What do you want?
This is not your typical.
I did it mentally in the car on the way in.
Mentally,
yes.
Mentally.
Mental reps. You know, like football players.
I'm actually with Bedard this week. It's not your typical Tuesday.
Yeah,
usually,
so shut up,
the thing takes four
God,
minutes.
You're such a little
bitch.
Yeah,
it's a Monday night game, though.
Good God.
Now the big boy had to get his beauty sleep.
Here comes the lip smack in 10 questions right after this.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and
it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
You want the answer? You've got to ask the question.
Do you have an opinion based on if you had to go with your gut, which way it would go?
Sometimes you have to ask it over and over and over again.
Why?
This is 10 Questions with Greg Bedard and Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Love, captain.
All right, 10 questions, 10 minutes. We got to be quick around the league. Jimmy, what are our buzzer options? Vegas gives them a 25% chance.
How do you figure?
Well, oh, I just sort of, they're 25 to 1. What does that mean?
No, that's a 4% chance.
Oh, I'm sorry, next.
Someone's going to be proven to be a fraud.
The loser's automatically a fraud and is out?
A bit. I'm not saying automatically a fraud. I'm not saying they're out. Don't put words in my mouth.
That was quick.
Screw you, Jimmy.
Gotcha, Murray.
I'd take the whole package into consideration.
I would take out consideration.
I'd take the whole package.
Yeah.
Package into consideration.
Take out consideration.
I'd take the whole package into...
Next. Whoever's hot, you ride. Okay, that one too.
It's a basic.
4 goals on 2 shots in the first period. Felger and Maz math at work. Those see, the scoreboard's not manipulable.
Did you take your stupid pills this morning? Yeah. Everything you've said today, you might as well be coming out your ass.
There you go. What else? That's it. Hit it. Those see, the scoreboard's not manipulable. Okay, number 10, AFC Power Rankings. Top 5 in order, please, big boy.
Pats, Chiefs, Ravens, Colts, Texans.
Okay, Maz?
Okay, same except number 5 is Buffalo. So Pats, Chiefs, Ravens, Colts, Bills.
Okay, I'm 1 Pats. I'm 2 Colts. They will be here in the AFC title game for you to wipe your ass with. 3, KC. 4, do I want to go? And you know what? I want to stop there. I don't believe in the Ravens. I don't believe in the Texans. I'm pretty much done at 3.
Pats, Baltimore, Colts, Buffalo, Houston.
So you have Baltimore, Colts, Houston, and you have the Chiefs 5th?
No, I have the Chiefs 6th. I have the Chiefs don't even make my top 5. They're done. Patrick Mahomes should be shut down.
Murray's got them fighting for the number 1 pick.
He's unbelievable.
No, I'm right is what I am.
Reactionary person in media.
No, they'll be picking in the middle of the first round.
They're now 6th in the AFC.
Yep.
All right, next.
I'd take the whole package.
What is the most overrated team in the league, Greg?
The Packers. They are not that good. And, you know, look, the Raiders are nice offensively. They have some nice pieces. If Derek Carr, the moron, doesn't fumble through the end zone there, that's a real game till the end because the Packers can't stop a nosebleed.
So you just killed my third question, but we'll reconnoiter.
I have more.
Go ahead.
On the Packers.
So I also have Green Bay, believe it or not. But since he mentioned them, Seattle. I think Seattle's overrated,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are. Minnesota for me. Don't take the cheese on Kirk Cousins. I don't care how well he's played these last 3 weeks. You know what he's going to turn into.
No votes for San Francisco in the room, huh?
No, the Niners are legit.
The defense is real.
They get the quarterback and everything.
Next. Whoever's hot, you ride. Okay, Bedard, do you blame KC for playing Mahomes last week, or do you blame them for running him on a quarterback sneak?
Nope, neither.
How should they handle him going forward?
He should not play until he gets the go-ahead by the medical team. It's no, don't push it.
Don't let him push himself.
Yeah, don't let him push himself. None of that stuff. You don't want to get into the RG3 thing. Like, just, he's too valuable. It's more than one season with him. Don't blow it in 1 year.
I mean, I don't blame him at all, and I would hold him out until after the bye. We looked at the schedule last week. I think they have 3 games before the bye. It doesn't make sense to give him 3 weeks off and jam him back into the lineup when you can give him 5 and only miss 3 games. So to me, that's what I would do.
It was ultimately a freak thing. They shouldn't have done the QB sneak based on the ankle injury, and they should shut him down. They're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. He's their franchise quarterback for the next decade, face of the league for the next decade plus. Shut him down. Someone's going to be proven to be a fraud.
The loser's automatically a fraud and is out?
A bit. I'm not saying automatically a fraud. I'm not saying they're out. Don't put words in my mouth. It's altered.
Number 7, not really. Who would you rather have going forward, big boy? Sam Darnold or Lamar Jackson?
Sam Darnold. I just don't think the way Lamar Jackson plays is sustainable. And I think if you get a real coach in there, I think that Darnold is the better prospect.
Darnold is much closer to an NFL prototype. Darnold.
Yeah, Darnold. One bad night's not going to change my mind, but they got to get him away from Adam Gase.
Okay, agreed on all of it. Next. See, the scoreboard's not manipulable. Okay, number 6, as we've come to know, the NFL trade deadline is now a thing. We now actually have moves. We have rumors. We have moves. We have movement. It's great. But, unfortunately, most of the trades are still player for a pick. Teams selling on a player, they take a draft pick back. I want player for player trades. That's the next step. So, Hardy, you can also kiss my ass. Give me one. Give me a good player-for-player trade across the league that helps both teams, that makes sense.
I have Cam Newton to the Bears for Kyle Long, you know, who I think is hurt. But the Panthers need offensive line help. The Bears need a quarterback. Trubisky is just god-awful. And I think that Cam would do really well with Nagy in that system.
Good one. Player for player.
Cam Newton to the Bears for Allen Robinson or Trey Burton or both. Because I think they could use a good receiver. They could probably use a tight end. Olsen's getting long in the tooth. To me, that's the one.
That's a good one. Patriots trade J.C. Jackson to Philadelphia for Dallas Goedert, the tight end. Eagles need help in the secondary. Pats need a real tight end.
Good one.
See?
That's the move good I one. Make.
Player for player. How about Cam Newton to the Bills for Josh Allen? Josh Allen is not ready to start. Carolina can say, we've got a starter, but now we've also got a top lottery pick that we can develop behind Kyle Allen. Bills get their starter, Cam Newton, for Josh Allen.
Not bad.
Not too shabby, Nick. Vegas gives them a 25% chance.
How do you figure?
Well, I just sort of, they're 25 to 1. What does that mean?
No, that's don't a 4%
math,
chance.
Yeah, Felger Maz math. Sorry, biggest tool bag of the week question. Biggest tool bag, Cleveland Brown all-time edition. I would say current, but we know Freddie Kitchens would get that in a runaway. Who's the biggest tool bag Cleveland Brown of all time?
Tommy Vardell. For two reasons. One, his nickname was Touchdown Tommy Vardell. And number two, Bill drafted him 9th overall. And it just shows not everybody's perfect.
Tommy Vardell was a bum. I went with Kellen Winslow Jr.
Oh,
good one.
Bad guy.
Yeah, he was a total tool.
Beyond tool bag.
Well, I went with Winslow.
I went with Peyton Hillis, the Mike Allstott of this era, the worst yeah. Madden cover athlete of all time. I hated the Peyton Hillis era, even though it was only like a year.
Okay, Art Modell is sort of hard to beat him as well. Winslow might do it. Next.
Did you take your stupid pills this morning? Yeah. Everything you've said today, it might as well be coming out your ass.
Number four, your favorite Cleveland Brown of all time.
Paul Brown. He's on the Mount Rushmore of NFL coaches. I mean, he innovated so much stuff. Belichick goes on and on about him. One of the greatest minds ever, most influential people ever in NFL history.
So you.
I went with Eric Metcalf. I loved Eric Metcalf. He could run. He could catch. He could return kicks. I loved him when he was with them.
Same position, cooler name, Webster Slaughter. I loved him as a kid.
Oh, I loved him, too.
Nasty. I loved that name.
Next.
I'd take the whole package.
Okay, so, and I ruined that drop, sorry. Bedard killed me.
No. I have more. Let's go. Come on. Get on with it.
Question number three, are you buying on Green Bay?
Hell no. I mean, I think they're okay, and I think they'll get better as the season goes along, you know, as they get into the coach's system and things like that. But they can't stop anybody on defense. I mean, the Raiders.
How many blown coverages did they have in that game?
And you can just run down their throat. They cannot stop the run at all. And the other thing is, oh my God, can more be made out of Aaron Rodgers and his perfect passer rating?
Would you please?
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, did you see how many blown coverages the Raiders had in the second? The Raiders aren't even good. They can't rush the passer. They can't cover. They just cut their former first round pick because he was so bad in that game. And Aaron Rodgers says, I don't even know what the passer rating formula is. Give me a break. It's basically tattooed on his forearm.
So I guess you're a no.
Yeah, I'm not buying on the Packers yet either. They're 4-0 at home. I need to see more. They could very easily be. They feel like a 4-3 team to me. They're not 6-1.
I say, yeah, I think the defense is better-ish. And so far, at least the last couple of weeks, Rodgers is doing it with a lack of weapons. So I say, yeah.
Okay, next. Whoever's hot, you ride. Number two, Jalen Ramsey earned the Jaguars 2 first-round picks and a 4th, right? Was that the trade?
Yeah.
Yep.
2 firsts and a 4th. If someone offered you 2 firsts and a 4th for Stephon Gilmore, would you do it?
This is a really good question.
Thank you.
I would do it. I mean, just because I really like the rest of the secondary.
I mean, right now, if they offered to you right now, this year.
Right now, this year.
2 firsts and a 4th.
I would think long and hard about it. And, you know, there would have to be evaluation of everybody. But, you know, just one tidbit possibly why I would do it. A lot of times when the Patriots go against these big offenses, they put Stephon Gilmore on the second option, and they double team the first option. So you can't do that with somebody else. I mean, Gilmore's great. He's having a great year, probably the best cornerback in the game. But that's a pretty good haul, especially if the team stinks.
No, I don't do it, no. Because I think with the way the defense is constituted right now, that corner has tremendous value. And I think a lot of what they do is predicated on playing man-to-man. It starts with him, and with him, you have the chance to go undefeated.
Yeah, I agree with Mass. I don't do it. And plus, F the future. You know, I'm about now. We need Gilmore.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Next, last one.
4 goals on 2 shots in the first period.
Yeah, that's a Tuukka Rask epitaph. Number one, Patriots power rankings. Name in order the top 3 teams of the Brady Belichick era, including this one. And if this one isn't in your top 3, give me the list until you get to this one.
07. Sorry. I mean, just because they blew it in the last game does not mean that wasn't a great team. Oh, 03 and this year.
Okay. You have 03 over 04?
Yeah. I like that team.
I went 04, 03, 2014, and then 2019.
Thank you.
And if 2019, if they go, you know, 19-0, ask me again. I want to see what it looks like at the end of the year.
My list is the same as Maz. 04, 03, 14, now this year's
me
team.
Too. Exactly. 1, 2, 3, 4. That 07 team overrated. Not that tough, which we all found out. This one's tough. This one has a chance to climb. You should always put 04 ahead of 03. And again, I know it's going to sound counterintuitive because I'm not a running back guy, but 04 was the Corey Dillon year, so he set a franchise record for rushing. That was Branch Givens at their height. You still had Troy Brown. That was Graham and Watson, I think. But not that they were great, but just the combination of them. And that defense, got Hall of Famers across that defense. You were 14-2. One of them was a throwaway win in Miami at the end of the year when you didn't need it. You were never even challenged the entire – Adam Vinatieri did not have to kick one single walk-off, you know, game-winning field goal that entire year. The closest game was a Super Bowl, and that was just on paper. You rolled that year. 04 was the year, man. Sure. 04 was the year.
I won't argue with you.
Then 03, then 2014, and then this one. And this one has a chance to maybe be number two. If this team goes 16-0 and then wins a Super Bowl, does it have to be number one?
It does. Let me see how it goes. If they set
I just told you how it went.
No.
19-0 with the championship.
If they set the record as the greatest defense of all time,
19-0 with the championship.
19-0. I say no. It's a different era. The game's completely watered down the way it was since 04.
Ah, so you agreed with me last Friday. I like it.
I don't know. If they're the greatest defense of all time, maybe.
The
maybe
game's
number
completely
one.
Completely different.
The league
doesn't matter.
The league completely blows. I mean, Murray, you're being fair. I appreciate that.
You do business as business is being done.
You're twisting this into something completely different.
No, you just said this is about
the product as a whole. The league, not each team.
The league's down. That's what you're saying.
No, this defense is a wagon.
If they go 19-0, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give it the nod. That's just scoreboard. You know, regardless of how bad the league is. You just have to do it.
With this defense, they have a shot.
It's on the table.
They have a shot.
Okay, thus concludes 10 questions. Some trades across the NFL updated right here with Murray and then back to discuss.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Boston's home for sports. Felger has 95 the Sports Hub.
Quarterback with the towel hanging from his belt. Has the snap go through his hands, over his head, into the end zone. And Darnold swats it out of the back of the end zone with J.C. Jackson in pursuit.
He's still seeing ghosts.
Darnold, he batted it out of the end zone with a pair of penalty markers.
Illegal.
Darnold trying to prevent a Patriots recovery for a touchdown.
That's on Darnold. Here come the boogeyman.
Got away.
Illegal bat. Offense Darnold number 14. This foul creates a safety.
extra points for New England. Safety kick from the 20-yard line.
Take the points.
Well, that was another good play for the Jets.
Actually, it was the one smart play that Darnold made all night.
Yeah, maybe. All right, back to your phones here. As promised, our gal pal Mary is in Manchester. Hi, Mary. How you doing? Jimmy, I guess I froze up there. Would you pop her up on line six? Hi, Mary.
Hey. Hi, Mike. Hi, guys. How are you? Can you
good.
Hear me?
Absolutely. How you doing?
Good, thanks. So it's my understanding, guys, that Belichick started off his career as a defensive coordinator. So in my mind, that makes him a defense expert. And I was watching the game last night, and I noticed at one point late in the game when they were up by quite a bit that he was on the sidelines coaching the whole defense team. And I was thinking that I don't think he has any intention of finding a replacement for Flores. I think that he really enjoys coaching the defense. I think he has a passion for it. And I was just wondering whether or not you guys might have thought that.
Okay. Jimmy, if you could drop her. Mary, thanks for the call. I think he's happy to hand it off to his son.
Okay? No question.
Which is like the same thing.
He seems real involved now, huh?
But he's really involved in that huddle. That was interesting. That was the one time the Jets drove down deep. And what was he doing? Why was he there up? Whatever.
24-0 at the time.
Okay, 24-0. Why? I think it was a possession where Danny Shelton had a roughing the passer and J.C. Jackson had two PIs.
Penalties.
And I think Bill gathered them around and said, the only way the Jets are scoring, guys, is if you let that a-hole, Sean Hockley, take over this game. Because they will call everything. They are an over-officious group. And his father was a pain in the ass, too. So don't give Hockley an excuse to give the Jets any points. Bill wanted the shutout last night because no matter how much time goes on and how much he's accomplished, him beating the Jets gives him a tent to pantalone.
Well, and especially beating them the way they beat them last night, that was emasculating.
Yes, sir.
They literally just pulled the Jets' pants down and spanked their bare ass on national television. No, I'm not joking. I mean, that's what they did. That's exactly what happened there. Is Bill pulled them aside and said, fellas, if you don't give them the yards, they can't gain them. They can't gain them unless you give them the yardage.
Jimmy, give me Tom in Arizona, please, on line seven. I've anticipated this, and this is going to be fun listening to Patriots fans on the second round overpay for Mohamed Sanu. Go ahead, Tom. Your thoughts on that?
I'm actually really liking the trade for Sanu because I think that draft picks can be overrated. You guys talk all the time about how Bill the GM whiffs on picks, and I think proven players are just worth more. And we still have our number one pick, and Sanu's reliable. And for a split second during that Thursday night Giants game, I thought trading Demaryius Thomas was a mistake. And then Darnold's first pass to him last night, just right off his hands. He couldn't catch it. He dropped it.
Tom, thanks for the call. I'm sorry. Just thanks for the call. The first on Demaryius Thomas, classic Demaryius Thomas game.
Dude, totally checked out of that game.
What a soft quitter. And he opens his mouth during the week, and there's his chance to back it up, and he tucks his junk. That is Demaryius Thomas in a nutshell right there.
So look, given the way the game went, I'm loath to call anything a big play. But that drop
was the last chance the Jets had.
I mean, that was their only chance against the momentum. That was a massive drop at the time. Massive.
Picks are overrated. This is what we're going to hear now. How many times, Mass and Greg, have we had to listen to Patriots fans following a Patriots draft where they will take a third round pick this year and deal it for a second round pick next year?
Yeah, Bill Smart.
And the Patriots fans collectively take down their pants and do a collective meat spin over how excited they are that we look at Bill, master manipulator. He just went from the third to the second. We're doing like they get so horny for the extra second round pick, but now that they overpaid a little bit for this receiver, players are more valuable. What are picks? Wait for this pretzel twist.
What about the
Garoppolo trade? For the second that they got for him, they're like, yeah, look at what Belichick got. He spun it into like eight different picks.
It's awesome. Right. Every time Bill picks up an extra fifth in a trade, you drop your pants.
Oh, totally.
And now draft picks don't matter?
So this is why, and again, it doesn't mean that you're against the overpayment. I get what they have invested in this season. After last night, 16-0/19-0, I think it's in play. especially when you look across the league and you say all those games that the Patriots had that we would deem quote-unquote tough games, one of them was at Philly. Does that look as tough as it did at the beginning of the year?
No.
How about Dallas coming in here? They lost at the Jets. Is Dallas going to be able to win in Foxborough? Like, some of these games that we thought were massive games, I think there are more vulnerabilities in those teams than there are in the Patriots.
So what's your point?
I think the schedule's even easier than we thought.
So the trade makes sense because you're perfect. Because you want to be perfect.
I think there are times when overpaying is okay because of the circumstance you're in, and this might be one of them. Yeah. It was an overpay.
Try to get Patriots fans to acknowledge that.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm glad they hung on to their first-round pick, because where would this team be without Sony Michel or N'Keal Harry or Isaiah Wynn?
We wrap it up with Bedard in our long commercial-free segment next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
For the Patriots, a line on a fourth down and six.
This
they go
crushing.
Lefty. Brady from the gun takes the snap. It stands in, and he pumps. He throws it to the right,
yes.
And the catch is made by Benjamin Watson, rolling with a first down grab at the Jets' 28-yard line.
This is a laugher.
Cashman, the linebacker, against the savvy tight end.
What a play by Brady, sliding up just to avoid pressure, and he just sidearm flips it to Watson, moving left to right. That's a tough throw.
So Zoe focused on Brady on that play, Maz. Do you think Ben Watson made a difference?
I do think he made a difference last night. And when I say made a difference, it was a low bar. They were getting nothing from the tight end position, save from those plays where they schemed it up. And they had to completely free the guy up down the middle of the field for Brady to be able to complete a pass to the tight end, save for, you know, one or two plays, that one where Izzo twisted his body and reached back for the ball stands out. But other than that, useless, and they can't block on top of it. Now, Ben Watson, not an all-pro, long in the tooth, way past his prime. He caught a ball on third down last night, and I said another one. I thought it was third down. It was fourth down. I forgot.
I think that was I thought that was a play.
Yeah, that was, exactly, because Watson went to the ground. Brady was. He was shuffling left and threw to his right. Brady made a great throw. Watson made a nice catch. All of it on fourth down, you kept possession. And you know what? That's all they need. You're not going to get what you had with Gronk. Forget it. It's gone. But can you get a guy on the field who can block, who can catch a key pass every now and then and have a clue as to what the offense is? That's all they need, and Watson gave them that.
Blocking better on the edge last night there, Bedard. He and Jumanji, the new guy with the hair.
Yeah, it was better. I mean, it's not great, but yeah, sure. It was better, and they functioned better offensively.
It was functional, Greg.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right? I mean, it was like a real player.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, both of them, well, especially Tomlinson, just got here. So, you know, they'll get more practice, they'll get more comfortable, and you know, hopefully you start getting guys back like, you know, Wynn and Harry and Rex Burkhead and Josh Gordon, and suddenly, you know, now with Sanu here, suddenly you have a real functional offense.
Okay, this kind of leads to the email of the day, the Mimecast email of the day, Jimmy.
It's the Momcast Email of the Day!
Dear Felga, I fucking hate you. And I think Maz is a douche.
Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
Mimecast is the official cyber resilience email provider of the New England Patriots. Protect your business email from cyber attacks with cloud solutions from Mimecast. That's M-I-M-E, mimecast.com. Visit them today. Scott writes in, I'm on to you guys. He says, I think you two are only saying the Pats will go undefeated so you can say what a failure the season is when they lose. And I do think they will lose a game or two. Signed, Scott. So we are just saying that they have a chance to go undefeated so we can rip them when they don't and say they choked.
No.
No.
Not entirely.
I'm not. I mean, 14 and
no, 10. No, I'm not going
to. I mean, if they play bad and make mistakes, well, you know, we'll obviously do a show on it. And, like, that's just what you do. But I thought undefeated was on the table to start the season. You know, I remember saying in camp that they're, unlike past years, ready to go to start the year. You look at their schedule, there's not a loss on that schedule for a couple of months. So here comes 9-0, 8-0, 9-0, 10-0, whatever it is. And then we'll talk when they get to November. But they're going to win a crap ton of games out of the gate. And, you know, 19-0, 16-0 is not off the table. I felt that way in training camp, for crying out loud.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong. You also amped it up after they got Antonio Brown.
Right.
So, like, all of a sudden it was they had the weapon on offense, and now here you go. Now what are you going to do? This defense is even better than I thought.
And, again, I think to me it's just the gap. The after all this time, the league in terms of coaching and brain power is not gaining on you. The gap's getting bigger. They're falling farther behind, which is probably the most amazing part of this run, is that the league has had 20 years to catch up to you, and I think it's going in the other direction. I think it's easier for Bill by the week and by the year. To wit, for example, this week I give you Freddie Kittens.
You want me to tell you now?
Yep.
The greatest coaching mismatch in NFL history. I'm not joking. I think it is the greatest coaching mismatch in NFL history. Bill Belichick against Freddie Kitchens is the NFL equivalent of Godzilla meets Bambi. What an ass kicking this is going to be. Holy crap. Could you find a bigger gap between coaches?
And it's not because of the talent on the field. Cleveland has... I mean, the talent was closer last night than 33-0, and the Cleveland talent versus yours, you know, if you switch coaches, would probably be a ball game. It would probably be a ball game. If Bill was coaching theirs and Freddie was coaching yours, I don't know. The Browns might win that game.
I mean, with all due respect to people in this profession, this is the equivalent of stopping at a way station, pulling a truck driver out of the cockpit, putting him on the sideline, and let him go against Belichick. That's what this is. This is a bloodbath, this game, in the coaching matchup. It is the greatest coaching mismatch in NFL history.
It's going to be the same thing as last night. And I'm not talking about zero blitzes, but it's going to be something. That Bill's going to throw something at Baker Mayfield and Freddie Kittens, and they're not going to know what to do with it.
I mean, it's like...
And it's not going to get better over the course of the game. It's going to get worse, and it's going to be non-competitive because they will have no idea what's coming, and they'll have no answer for it in the game, and that's what's going to happen.
Mayfield leads the league in interceptions with 11. It's just going to get worse.
And the Patriots lead the league in interceptions with 8. Is it 18 now?
18, I think, yeah.
Is that how many they have? 18 picks, for crying out loud. It really, you go across the board, you think about it, and you say, to your point with the coaching gap, Sean McVay was... thrown for a loop by zone.
And he's the second best in the league.
He was thrown for a loop by the fact that the Patriots played zone. Adam Gase apparently didn't know that you could blitz. Like, the idea of bringing more rushers than there are blockers to him was a foreign concept. And what is Freddie Kittens going to do on Sunday? What is he going to forget? Like, that you can throw the ball?
You know it's coming.
Like, there's going to be some colossal misjudgment by Freddie Kittens in this game where he's going, oh my God, you can do that? Yeah, you can do it. This is like...
When we still haven't gotten to Jason Garrett. We still haven't gotten to Bill O'Brien, who can't get out of his own way against you. And maybe, you know, I'm going to give Peterson a sniff because he's done it before. I'll give Harbaugh a sniff because he's done it before. But The gap on the sidelines, it's getting bigger, not smaller, Greg.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to say on this, and don't misconstrue this, like, I'm not Maz. I'm just saying I'm interested to see what the Ravens bring when they play the Patriots, because they have a bye week before. And Greg Roman is a pretty darn good offensive coordinator. If this, and look, I don't think the Ravens are that good talent-wise, but I think if anybody has a chance to sort of contest against this defense, it's going to be the Ravens and Greg Roman off of a bye week.
Thanks for coming in, Greg.
Sounds good.
I always like picking up the little
fellow. Oh, the big boy plushie.
Yeah. Plushie.
It's your only shot at picking up the big boy. Is that little plushie.
Next week, get to the 10 questions a little earlier, little fella.
I aced it this week.
Well, I said 9:30, 10 o'clock. You got plenty of time before you're done for your little schliffy time, your little nappy time. Take a look at the 10 questions, okay, fella?
By the way, that plushie right there, the big boy plushie, he's got a better chance against Belichick than Freddie Kitchen does on Sunday night.
Read Greg Bedard on the Boston Sports Journal and the Las Vegas Review Journal, if you can believe that. We have 90 seconds, no commercials. We come back and take your calls off of last night's win over the Jets and the trade for Mohamed Sanu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.